Now we'll have Caleb Ward read a poem that he wrote called Ruling the World, which I firmly believe he will one day.
Ruling the World by Caleb Ward. What if I could rule the world? I would make it a better place. Everyone would be equal, no matter what race. Poverty wouldn't bring hate to our smiles, and everyone would bring love to each child. We can all be together and stand as one, and each one of us would laugh and have fun, where differences brought us together and nothing would tear us apart. Where every wish I wanted was for a better cause, and every single animal would have clean paws. We never disagreed. We believed what we wanted to believe. Every person would be free. No toxic waste or plastic would be thrown, and all sea animal life would have a safe home. Just think of a world, a magical place. I would do anything to make it, whatever it takes. No violence, discrimination, or war. And we could help each other out and all be friends. I wish that could happen till the end.
And up for our second perspective on how to plant seeds of love and wonder.
No, I'm good. Hi, I'm Georgianne. It rhymes with Tarzan. Okay. And I have 2 minutes, so if you will please set your phones for 2 minutes. And when 2 minutes shows on your phone, just put your antlers up and I'll stop talking, okay, no matter where I am. Ryan asked me to talk about what my experience was with teaching on Sundays, CSD. It's changed me and it's helped me. I'm not a joiner and I'm actually pretty shy, you would know that. And I'm one who is afraid to get involved. I'm afraid I'm going to do things the wrong way. And I'm afraid I won't fit in. And you can put up your antlers if you've ever felt that way. Okay, good. All right, I'm still talking. All right, okay, so I have a little more time. Thank you. And so I knew that I wanted to be part of a congregation, and I knew I wanted it to be UU because I had been part of one in Southern California. And I found that when I worked with a group with children, here's the trick. I could learn the five principles because I got to learn that song, or seven principles, I don't even know. Church of the Open. And you just go through the song and you've got them. So it was actually a tricky way for me to learn what the principles are of UU. And the children really were a big part of teaching me, and I was afraid at first. So my friend Sharon, spelled S-H-R-I-N apostrophe, because she's always Sharon, that's not really how her name is spelled, but she let me kind of just sit there through the first year, and she would sort of like help me through. And so I, you know, she'd tell me, you know, okay, why don't you do this now? And I did it, and I got to do certain things that I liked, and I found that I was feeling a part of things. I was invited to meetings where I could learn more about the Church of the Open, learn the principles. And the most amazing thing was that the children were so dynamic. They were so giving. They were so, and are. Well, you saw it up here. We've got poets. We've got musicians. We even have, you know, people out, young people helping us feel welcome as we come in today. They know what to do innately. We can guide them a little, and you could do that. They'll guide you first, you'll guide them, the Sharons of the world will help you through this, and you'll be planted, and you'll be able to share the knowledge that you have, and without even expecting it, you will get so much from being part of CSD, but don't like it so much that you push me out and don't let me have a place. Anyway, so we're hoping that you come. Am I really selling it? You know, if you remember, maybe if you were in a different church, if you were raised in a different church when you were younger and you had to go to Sunday school, ugh, it was pretty, you know. But it's, we can help you make it pretty fun, and you'll find it very fun. And it's so much fun that what happened one time this last year is we got our schedules mixed up and no one showed up for the second and third grade class. And we didn't find out what the result was until the end of the year when we said, okay, kids, what are some of the things that you remember from this past year when we've all been together? And one of our friends said, well, you know, there's that time when you guys didn't show up. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, this is the one thing you remember. And we had to go back in with our parents. And, oh, my God, then we knew just how really fun what you guys are doing was. So you never know where the wonder is coming from. And you never know where the love is coming from. And you're getting probably so much more even than you're giving. And I'm a part of something, and that's really hard for me. I'm a part of something bigger and more wonderful, and I might even reach out in other ways if I'm feeling brave. If I'm feeling brave. So feel brave enough to join us, and even just listen, and maybe it's not now. Get your antlers up if it's 2 minutes. Who set their time? I'm waiting for, I'm counting on you. Thank you.
So while we get ready for our third perspective, I'm going to make a few comments. One, Georgianne, that's brilliant. I was planted about 15 years ago, just like she was. I wandered over. I was afraid. I'm not a joiner. And oh my God, I joined. Oh. And it's been an amazing, amazing ride. So yeah, that was really beautiful. Thank you. So recently, we're gonna have our third perspective now. So our children from the fourth, fifth, and sixth grades who are in the Harry Potter, we will hear from J.J. Stanforth, Lyshawn Wilkinson, and Vivian Riley to give us a bit of poetry and hear about the work that they've been doing.
And I'd like to invite any children who would like to wear some butterfly wings can come up and put some butterfly wings on now while the poems are happening. And you can come up and Janet will hook you up with the butterfly wings. I see a couple of takers.
By John Beharry, hang from the foliage in your hundreds, repainting the leaves in bright shades of black and orange, with your waterproof gossamer wings of a 4-inch span, so fragile and yet so strong, enabling you to journey south across America from Canada to Mexico, breeding new generations.
As you travel thousands of miles with unerring accuracy to the exact place of your birth to breed, a new generation that will initiate the process for your return journey to the north in due course, you're indeed the monarch of butterflies.
Monarch butterflies are in trouble.
Their numbers in steady decline over the last two decades. The milkweed plant, their source for food and to lay eggs, is being destroyed by pesticides and herbicides. With funds from our milkweed sale, our 4th through 6th grade class are planning an official monarch way station here at USC. The butterfly garden will bloom with milkweed and nectar flowers and become a stop on the monarch's flight to Mexico. Check out our new garden grill on the north side of the Memorial Garden.
So, I have the honor now, with the president of our board, to honor my colleague and friend, Gloria Guler, for her 10 years of service to the Unitarian Society of Germantown. Gloria, most of you know, has submitted her resignation. She's going, after 10 years of magnificent service to this congregation, to do one or two or three more chapters in her professional life before she retires. And her boys, Benjamin and Carlton, are here. Would you guys just stand out for a sec? So these boys were...
They're boys.
The boys and their father, Gloria's husband, Scott, showed up 15 years ago, checking us out, which many of you have done, to see what this place was all about. They've been looking at the Quakers and the Unitarians, and we are blessed that they stuck here and became members. Carl was a baby. Ben was 3 when they came. Ben just graduated from high school on Thursday. So that gives you an overview. Carl was running around like, my nickname for him was Carl Lewis, because he just sprinted all around the church all the time. I love to watch that. Got a lot of energy from that. And from the beginning as a member to becoming a staff, Gloria has been a leader who makes tremendous contributions to the life of the congregation. I like to note, I think you've converted your pops to Unitarian Universalism, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
In Iowa? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so Lyle, her father, and my Aunt Trish go to the same church in Cedar Falls, Iowa. So that's a lot of stories about the Unitarian Universalist Church of Cedar Falls, Iowa. Right here, if you want to hear them. there's a legacy here that Gloria has created. For 154 years, people have had the blessing to be a part of this church, and some have had the blessing to have this be their place of employment. And it is a blessing, and there's a long list of names of some pretty tremendous people, and Gloria Guler is one of them, who is leaving a legacy of impact to help this place live out its mission. You could talk big and you can talk small. She's committed to excellence. She's become a really dedicated UU. She loves going to General Assembly, interacting on the National Administrator's listserv. She's always looking for the best ideas, including on how to help people with spirituality and wellness and making justice and making an impact. And we can never count the number of times she grabbed an idea to help us do a better job of helping people have an impact in spirituality and justice. It just goes on and on. The projector and the screen that we use, Gloria is one of the primary people who made that happen, and that was a delicate task in this sanctuary, which was designed in 1928. They did not design this sanctuary for a video screen. Okay, but we do it hangs down. If you see it, it's aesthetically pleasing, and it's a really high-quality mix of how to create a worship experience. Gloria helps us with all kinds of data management, financial management systems. There are constantly companies marketing churches and synagogues and mosques of how to do their business better. There's a huge industry out there. And Gloria, for our, what works for us, our price point, our size of community, has walked us down the road in so many things. By the way, get the Breeze app if you don't. For, it's so easy now to interact with the community through this app database that Gloria has got us on. I do have to mention, so she's been focused. You know, working in a church with 500 people, including kids, takes focus. Gloria's had that intensity, we'll call it. And Ryan likes to say, this gives you a little sense. If you're walking in the office and Gloria's on her computer, you gotta read her. Does she keep looking and not really acknowledge you? Or does she give you the little eyebrow? Which might be the opening. Like, my intensity has a little window. You could come in and talk to me for a moment. Or not. She might need to be left alone to work, because she's getting it done for the church. She's not looking at Kohl's sales on the clock. Which would be okay if you did, but she was not looking for Kohl's sales on the clock at the church. I could go on and on, but I'd say two more things that I think are representative. The UUs in the state and the region of Philly, we're trying to work on social media to connect our efforts on social justice. I believe Gloria Goulair is the person who has done the most to make our social media coordinations effective as UUs in this state and in this region. I could tell you all about it, but that's the point. She's done the most to connect the people from the region if we're going out like we are on Wednesday to Harrisburg for school justice. Then, caring. We have a lot of brokenness and hardship in our lives. Sadness, illness, broken relationships. People are hurting in this church. Every single one of us goes through it, has gone through it, will go through it. Gloria is tremendously caring and helps us. Did we remember this person today? Did we lift them up? For the staff, are you okay? For me, the senior minister, I can't say how many times I have felt deeply, deeply cared for by a colleague and a friend and a member of the church, Gloria. So I love you, we love you, and I thank you for all you've done. Hold on, wait, gentle, okay.
I can't really follow that, and at the risk of bawling, I'll try to make this brief.
Two ballers
up here, so, yeah.
It's not a good mix.
Gloria is amazing, and that's not hyperbole. She is amazing, amazing. She's beyond amazing. I don't know what's beyond amazing, but she's there. She has always been very patient with my very repetitive questions. I will ask her the same thing every month, and she answers it like it's the first time she's ever heard it. And that is priceless. I still don't remember half the answers, but it is priceless. She is kind. She is fun. We have had a ball at GA. She has so many wonderful ideas. She is a friend. She is a colleague. And I am so excited for the next phase of your life, because we'll still see her in it. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So we have some things for you. We have a card, and we have a mock check, because we're still accepting contributions for Gloria's send-off fund so that she can have the most amazing spa day, because she deserves it. So there you go. And this is a placeholder gift, because the real one is on its way, because shipping, you can ship with tracking numbers and it doesn't matter. So this is a taste of things to come, Gloria. But I am appreciative as a person, as a member of the board, and as a member of this congregation, for everything that you have done for us, and I hope that we have given you as much as you have given us.
Thank you all so much. I'm going to try to do this without crying. So, good luck. I have in the back of my mind Mike Rogers this last week. He called me a crybaby. And so I'm just trying to channel that because it makes me laugh instead of cry. I don't know where Mike. But I just want to say thank you to all of you, and a special thank you to Kent. I have felt so loved by this community. First coming with my family, I was welcomed here so warmly. I'm looking at Betsy and Charles there, who were some of the first to connect with me and welcome me here. And so it's been my privilege, my honor, to serve in the office for all these years. And I look forward to taking all this love and with me out into my next adventure, whatever that is. I'm sure it will have something to do with what I've learned here, caring for people and making the world a better place. Thank you, Carolyn, for being my partner in the office. We don't say enough about what Carolyn does. Everyone's given me a lot of accolades recently, but Carolyn's right in there.
You're here.
So. And Rudy, Rudy's been in the office probably longer than I have, so it's just been a blessing to work with you all. You know, the best part about working for this church and any other job that I've had is that the church and the staff in Kent, they care about you. You're not just an employee. You're not just a, you know, come in and, you know, get your job done. Yes, that needs to happen, but the care and concern about who you are as a person. And that has meant the world to me working here. So thank you all, and I look forward to joining you back in the pews and continuing our work here. Thanks.
So, well, during the amazing fun celebration after this worship service, we're going to have, this is the card we're making, Gracias a Gloria. It'll be out on the, and so we're going to make it like a multi-page, call it like a yearbook. So people can sign it, make a note, write a letter to Gloria, and then we'll flip the page when that one's full, and we'll get as many sheets to give her. And we also have a cake to celebrate Gloria in the fellowship hour.